Of course, there are times when it feels good to help someone in need. Take, for example, the story of Matthew James. Matthew James is 14 years old, and he lives in Wokingham, England. He was born without a left hand. He was fitted with a device that resembled a claw, but his dream was to get a new bionic hand. So his family raised some money, but nowhere near the $50,000 needed. Now, James is a Formula One racing fan, so he sent a letter to the boss of the Mercedes GP Petronas team asking for help. Matthew James, what did you say in that letter?
Well, it was kind of a negotiation, saying, well, if you'd like to sponsor my arm, then in return you can get, obviously, the publicity as well as some advertising.
So tell us more of your persuasive powers in the letter.
I basically said something along the lines of that the publicity you could gain from this is priceless, and hopefully they would consider it, and they originally did. Most people think Mercedes GP just gave us the money flat out, but it's not as simple as that. Mercedes GP, well, their financial division didn't allow them to give us £35,000, but they have done something else. By talking to Touch Bionics, who make the hand, they have managed to lower the price from, well, it's £30,000, which is about $50,000, to just £10,000. Now, the rest of that money, they're helping us fundraise back up. So we have set up a website at newhandfund.com where we're raising money for the £10,000 to kind of pay off the hand. It's kind of on a lease at the moment.
So, bottom line is, you've got the new bionic hand. What does it look like?
You can see the pictures on various websites.
We'll put them on our website, theworld.org. But describe it for us.
The arm cast itself, which goes over my forearm, is made of black silicon and a kind of glass fiber on top. My arm does stop, well, just after the wrist, and this arm socket is kind of to keep it on.
And what color is the hand?
The hand itself is black, but the glove is transparent, so you can see the workings.
So how does it work?
Well, in a simplistic sense, there are two electrodes, or sensors, which pick up my muscle movements on my forearm, and they send electronic signals to each of the five fingers to open them or close them, and then through various grip patterns, which are kind of like almost different modes of the arm, I can make the fingers do various different things.
So what can you do now that you couldn't before you got this new hand?
Obviously, I'm on my holiday at the moment, but I'm guessing when I go back to school, it'll help with sciences and everything. And unfortunately, my parents keep making me do chores because I now can finally do them.
Now, Matthew, I'm just wondering if you've thought, since you've been so successful with this request, if you've thought about asking for a Mercedes.
I don't think I can take that out of them.
Who knows? See how well you do on some of that fundraising. By the way, are you going to put Mercedes GP Petronas on the hand if it's big enough?
Well, the original idea was that they would quite like to have the Mercedes symbol on the hand, and I think that's still going to go ahead, but they have allowed me to pick exactly what design I want airbrushed on it. So, you know, I'm still thinking of ideas to go with it.
All right, you'll have to put it up on the website so we can find out what your ultimate decision is. Thank you, Matthew James, proud owner of a new bionic left hand with the help of a Formula One team, Mercedes GP Petronas. Matthew James, good luck.
Thanks, Lunch.